Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 407, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. O praise ye the Lord, and sing a new song. Amid all the saints, his praises prolong. The praise of their Maker, his people shall sing, and children of Zion rejoice in their King. And what follows? Psalter 407, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. a portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 2, the verses 8 through 20. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Luke 2, the verses 8 through 20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And there shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Our Lord, and then thou was granted unto us and our children, that by renewal, that we may gather within the walls of thy house of prayer. We have all been carried another day upon the wings of mercy. Thou wast washed over us upon the slippery roads. Then on the last Lord's Day, then we are called upon to consider wonderful matters. We have heard in this morning of the birth of thy dear son, his humble birth, that he was laid in a manger. We have read out of thy word of glorious things. Ah, Lord, then thou wast filled the fields of Ephratah with thy special presence, with thy special favor, and with thy glory. Ah, we humbly ask thee, may a little resemblance thereof be experienced in our midst and in our hearts. To that end, work lovingly and powerfully by thy Holy Spirit. Thou wast promised in thy word, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And that thou lovest the gates of Zion more than all the habitations of Jacob. Thou also knowest most perfectly how it has been hitherto in this day, how each and every one has come up to thy house. Lord, when there are still a few shepherds, maybe in this day, with expectation, with hope, special exercises, and that a few souls have come up, as with those shepherds, a dark night, no solution, no answer, no visit. Ah, Lord, wilt thou then be a surprising God? Ah, thou wast promised to remember such ones. And what a blessed and what a personal message it was. For unto you was born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Ah, Lord, gladden then with thy deeds, grant a prayer for one another. Oh, do be a surprising God. We have precious things to meditate upon this evening. And who is sufficient unto those things, the depth, the breadth, the unfathomable love of a triune God, thy wonderful works, whereof the angels have sung. Lord, we remember the unconverted. We humbly ask thee, go from bench to bench, from heart to heart, from dwelling to dwelling. On this last Sabbath day evening, leave us not cold, unmoved and untouched. But may it please thee to impress divine realities upon our hearts. 'Tis so needful that it becomes reality before it becomes reality at the end of our life. Ah, Lord, those shepherds, they had the privilege to hear the message, a personal message. They have heard the song of the angels to confirm that message, to receive further instruction. And they have hasted to the manger, and there they have beheld the child wrapped in swaddling clothes. Ah, may that be the privilege of souls in this evening, that they may be given to behold the pearl of great price, Emmanuel, God with us. Then we can live, and then we can die. Then it is well for time and for eternity. Lord, when the year draweth to a close, work yet mightily with thy Spirit in the hearts of young and old. May souls have come up troubled who have begged of thee that thou would convert them before the end of the year. Lord, do bless thy word. We commend thy church all over the earth unto thee, the established churches, all those whom are called to labor in thy vineyard. Wilt thou remember the persecuted church, the Jewish people, all mission work, also our mission field. It is so necessary that the earth may be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. And the gospel has been brought to most places upon the earth. And alas, so many places where the candlestick formerly have shone brightly, and where the candlestick has been removed. O Lord, wilt thou remember us? Leave and forsake us not. Work lovingly and irresistibly, that we and our children by thy grace may be given to experience that all truth. Then we shall love that truth, strive for that truth, and willing to sacrifice for the truth. Wilt thou remember the many outward needs? We may acknowledge thee that thou wast given deliverance from the bitter cold, relief for man and beast. Wilt thou continue to provide for our daily bread? And Lord, do remember all the mourning ones. As we come closer to the end of the year, we commend unto thee widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought dear ones to the grave. And when in our family circles, the immediate family circles, when there is not a single empty place, may we be given to pause to consider all thy goodness, thy sparing and caring hand. We commend unto thee all our elderly. Remember our care home with those that care for them. Remember all the afflicted ones, the father who underwent surgery. Wilt thou grant healing and strengthening? And, Lord, Thou art speaking in a special way. My Son, give me thy heart. May the calling be sanctified. Remember his wife, the family circle. Remember all those that have difficulties of the body. The father taking treatments. Well, I remember all the sick relatives. We commend unto thee the handicapped ones. Remember those that struggle with depression, oh Lord. Spread thy gracious wings over them. Grant them that special place at thy footstool. We commend unto thee all the family circles. What a privilege and what a love, what a blessing it is. One love may still abound where it is different. Well, to grant repentance, we commend unto thee the country where there is war. Oh, do remember that people also in the winter months, may they be given to cry unto thee. May they be given to experience that thou yet knowest of them and that thou may deliver them. Remember our nation, our province. Remember the leaders. May it please thee, if it may please thee, to yet grant a turning unto thee. Lord, we have not deserved it. We have departed so far from thee. May we come into guilt. May thy church come into guilt. May we personally come into guilt. And yet a looking unto thee, Lord, by renewal we beg of thee for thy gracious help. Wilt thou open thy precious testimony? Wilt thou open our mouth that with freedom and liberty we may be given to declare the wonderful things of the Lord? Wilt thou remember all the listeners, the young, the older ones? Wilt thou take away everything that could be a hindrance? Remember those that are ill. Pardon us of all of our sins. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 283, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O come, my soul, bless thou the Lord thy Maker, and all within me bless his holy name. Bless thou the Lord, forget not all his mercies, his pardoning grace, and saving love proclaim, and what follows. Psalter 283, the first three stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 2, the verses 13 and 14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Our text words speak of the angel's song in the field of Bethlehem concerning the birth of Christ, with three thoughts. In the first place, the different listeners to this song. Secondly, the glorious singers of this song. And thirdly, the rich content of this song. The angel's song in the field of Bethlehem concerning the birth of Christ. The different listeners to this song, the glorious singers of this song, and then thirdly, the rich content of this song, and then under our third thought, 3 points. In the first place, the purpose of his birth. Secondly, the effect of this birth. And thirdly, the foundation. Beloved congregation, the Lord has created mankind with the gift of speech and also with the gift of singing. Singing is also a means of grace. Martin Luther has even stated, when he had much trouble with the devil, that many times song has driven the devil away. We read of King Saul that when an evil spirit has come upon him, and then David was given to play, and then that evil spirit has departed. We read in 2 Kings 3 verse 15, when there was war, and the prophet Elisha was present, that he has asked for one to play, and he was given to prophesy. May we and our children be kept from worldly evil and song with easy religion. How many among young and old has it led astray? May we receive the love for the Word of God. And now in this evening, we hope to consider and meditate upon the song of the angels. Already in Luke 1, then it is recorded, all for the church. 400 years, it was quiet, must not understand that there was no singing. The Lord shall always have a remnant that at times is given to sing the praises of the Lord, even in the night. Job has said in Job 35 verse 10, but no one saith, oh, where is God that giveth songs in the night? Oh, it is true, there are times when the harps are upon the willow, and there can be the fear that people at times can be so downcast and so discouraged, questions, riddles, perplexities, mysterious providences, that the harps are on the willows and afraid that they shall never sing. But the Lord shall never forsake his people, and he shall grant them each time by renewal reasons to sing. And now concerning the song of the angels, that glorious song which they have sung in the fields of Ephratah. A great multitude we read in our text, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, we read of the angels and of the saints above that they were given to sing in Revelations 4 verse 11, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. And now with the birth of Christ, then a great multitude of angels was sent to sing the glorious praises of the Lord. The song was heard in heaven. The song of the angels that was also heard by the devil. We read in Job 1 and Job 2 that the Lord has asked Satan from whence he came, from going to and fro, up and down in the earth. And concerning the devil, I read in James 2 verse 19, that James is written to the church, thou believest that there is a God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. The devils, they believe what the Lord speaks. The devil was given to believe what the Lord has spoken to him in Genesis 3 verse 15 concerning that mother promise. And the devil knows that the Lord is a God of truth and that he shall fulfill his word, that the Lord is almighty. But that enmity and the revenge of the devil is so bitter that notwithstanding that knowledge, he has tried that Christ would not be born, and he continually tries to destroy the church. Oh, concerning that song of the angels, the devil had hoped when Christ was born in that dark stable and laid in a manger that the message would not be broadcast that the Lord has fulfilled His promise. Remembered Zion, that the King was born, which would bruise the head of Satan. Oh, then surely the devil with all his cohorts, they have trembled when they have heard that song. But we read in our text that the angels have appeared to sing that song to the shepherds who kept their flock by night. Maybe in this evening there are a few shepherds in my midst. And what do I mean? It can be in the life of the true child of God, that in a time of advent or under other circumstances, that they are given special exercises. It can be even a promise, a special opening at the throne of grace, that they are given to hope, because in the moment of regeneration, then the Spirit implants those graces, faith, hope, and love. Maybe a few souls in this season with a special expectation, oh, that you may be privileged with those shepherds to receive that message. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And then it can be that they come up to God's house with such a vehement desire, with such a hope, with such an expectation. And then it can be this possible that in this evening there is such a soul, because for those shepherds the Christ has been born. But we read of a dark night. No answer yet has found relief with the riddles and with the perplexities and with the burden of sin. Oh, souls that have come up and that were unable to beg a little. Oh, to beg fervently that they may be given to experience what those shepherds have experienced. Concerning those shepherds, it was the darkness of the night, and it is clear that those shepherds, they had a need. They had a great need. Can that be proven out of Scripture? Then it is clear that those shepherds also had fears. All for the true Zion. Then those Zionites, it is true, the Lord has to grant it, can be so lukewarm, can be so prayerless. But what a privilege it is when there may be a people that may be exercised with the estate of Zion, for the land of Israel, for Canaan. Then the Romans They have conquered that country in B.C. 63. Nevertheless, they still had many privileges, freedoms to a certain extent to govern themselves, especially concerning the service of the Lord. But now the message has come that Caesar Augustus, that he has made a decree, that also the land of Canaan should be taxed, thus coming more and more under bondage. And yet the Lord has promised to Father Jacob in Genesis 49 verse 10 that the scepter shall not depart till the Shiloh come. And the Lord works in mysterious and unfathomable ways. But further, it is clear that in the life of the shepherds, there was a spiritual need, and that was the need for their never-dying soul, that promised Messiah would come. Can we prove that, congregation? Oh, yes. Because the angels, they are heavenly ambassadors, and the Lord, he sends a message to that people. Oh, it is true. The unconverted are also warned, but concerning that message of that precious child, of that born Savior, that is a message that is sent to a people where the Spirit has wrought a need. And for that people, they shall be given to embrace that message. And to that end, the shepherds have hasted to the manger. Concerning that point, oh, then there are many in the congregation that have to say it is so. That is now my picture, the message for the older ones already so many times, for the children less. Then we have heard that precious message of the birth of the Savior in the stable, laid in a manger. And then we have heard that message, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And then there are so many that have to say that it has made no impression, no lasting effect, because to be honest, I do not need and desire that Savior. Oh, young and old, still too good to be saved. May it please the Spirit to make room for that precious message. But now for those shepherds in that dark night, oh, fear not. 'Tis a mark of grace when those heavenly ambassadors, when they have appeared on the earth, they have reflected something of heaven's glory, the Lord's majesty, and then they were filled with awe and reverence. Then they were given to fear, and to that end the angel has said, fear not. But now concerning those shepherds, oh, when there are such souls in my midst, because those shepherds, Thou seeking souls, they find their life written in the Bible, the Psalms, the experience of the saints, the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they that hunger after righteousness. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. A people that is given to love the Lord. His word is day, his house. Everything connected with the Lord. And now in this evening, then the message comes, but unto you, that people is declared, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. What a message for the shepherds. And they receive the sign, because the angel has instructed, and this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, a lying in a manger. Oh, then it may be declared in this evening, for those souls, that ye shall find the babe in the scriptures. There he is declared, the necessity, the suitability, the preciousness of the child in the manger of Bethlehem. And now for those shepherds to confirm that message, and also to receive further instruction, then the Lord has sent a great multitude of angels that would sing the praises also for those shepherds. How often the Lord uses the Psalters, the Psalms. What a blessing and what a privilege it is. And I hope there are times for all of us that our hearts may be touched. That in itself is not a foundation to rest upon. Nevertheless, for God's people, then there are times when they may come up to God's house that the singing is used for confirmation of what they have experienced during the week, and that they may receive a further instruction. And so it was in the fields of Ephratah. Our second thought, the glorious singers of this song, the angels, believed, created on the first day, they were all created perfectly. The presence of the Lord in the heavens before the throne cannot be understood, congregation. How it was possible, and we do not have to understand it. It is written in God's word, how in the third heavens perfection, holiness, where there the first sin has been committed, many angels have been cast out of heaven, no Savior for them. They are kept in everlasting chains until the last day. Now concerning those evil angels, the devils, much that we cannot understand, fathom, but congregation, may it be impressed upon all of our hearts that they are real, go to and fro, that they are powerful. Nevertheless, they can do no more than what the Lord permits. We have clear proof thereof in Job 1 and 2, and he is a defeated enemy. And when the Lord works, then we shall experience that he is real. And even more so, when it pleases the Lord, when we may be used for the extension of Christ's kingdom. Concerning the angels that have kept their first estate, they are ambassadors sent from heaven, a special message to a specific people. Their duties are manifold. They are called, we read in the book of Revelation, that they are before the throne, as singing the praises of the Lord perfectly. The angels, they never sing words without an impression of what they are singing. They never sing thoughtlessly. Do we have trouble there with congregation? Has that become guilt? Also concerning our singing. In the second place, we read in the Bible that the angels are given to rejoice. Luke 15, verse 10, that there is joy in the presence of the angels when a sinner repenteth. And we read in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 10, that the holy angels, that they are present in the house of God. Is that not a solemn thought, congregation? That the holy angels, no boys and girls, we cannot see them, but they are present, looking closely. And then they are greatly given to rejoice when there are those desiring souls, repenting souls, when a few tears, oh, that people, they can do their best to hide it, but when they are overcome, when you can wash them in a flood of tears, when the angels are given to see a people exercised with the coming of his kingdom and the glory of his name. Thirdly, they are given to announce, to instruct, have examples in the Old Testament. The angel Gabriel has visited that Mary, Zacharias, an angel has visited a Joseph when he was at his wit's end. In the fourth place, the holy angels they are given to protect, because they read in Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear them. Think of the prophet Elisha on Dothan. That servant has said, Master, alas, how shall we do? Lord, open his eyes. Oh, the blessed portion of the people of God. Also concerning the ministry of angels, in the fifth place, the angels are also used to destroy. 2 Samuel 24, the angel with the sword above Jerusalem, 70,000 had been slain by pestilence. And when the king of Assyria has come up against Jerusalem, mocked with the living God, one angel, 185,000. In the next place, they are used to confirm. And so it was also on the fields of Ephrathah. Then for the message of that angel, that announcement, then they were given to confirm that announcement and also grant further instruction concerning the way that the Lord leads his church. And now we read in our text, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. Concerning the number of angels, then I read in Revelation 5, verse 11, 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. It is written in our text, a great multitude. We read in Job 38, the verses 6 and 7, that the morning stars, referring to the angels, that they have shouted concerning God's creation, because that creation was perfect. And now concerning in heaven, this continual praising. But on earth, then for 4,000 years, we do not read of a great multitude of angels that have appeared on the earth and that have audibly sung the praises of the Lord. But now after 4,000 years, then we read of that singing. Because for 4,000 years, there has never been a child born without original sin. We have fallen in our covenant head Adam. But now, with the birth of the Son of God, conceived by the Holy Ghost, overshadowed by the power of the Holy Ghost, then the angels, they have sung concerning that child. And now thirdly, the rich content of this song, but let us first sing Psalter 422, the stanzas 3 and 4. The heavens praise, O Lord, thy wonders day and night. Thy saints on earth extol thy faithfulness and might. Exultantly they ask, O Lord, within thy dwelling, who of the kings of earth in carnal strength excelling, and what follows. 422, 3 and 4. Thank you. heard the angel's song in the field of Bethlehem concerning the birth of Christ. The diverse listeners to this song, the glorious singers of this song, and now thirdly, the rich content of this song. We read in 1 Peter 3 verse 12, concerning the mysteries of salvation, which things the angels desire to look into. Concerning the first part, the first segment of this song, glory to God in the highest. We have heard from the song of Mary when it was her desire to magnify the Lord, that concerning his glory, the Lord is perfect, unchangeable. Nothing can be added, nothing can be taken away. Thus when the prayer that the Lord may receive glory, that does not signify that he can ever become more glorious, but it is implied that great, that majestic triune God, that he may be extolled over the length and the breadth of the earth. And we read in Psalm 148 verse 2, that the psalmist is even exhorted the angels, praise ye him. All ye as angels, praise ye him, all his hosts. Glory to God in the highest. When we consider the birth of Christ, then we can speak of his love, the deep and the unfathomable love of a triune God. The love of the Father, the love of the Son, and the love of the Holy Ghost. And then glory to God in the highest, for his truth and his faithfulness. Wherewith the birth of the Savior, then the prophecies have been fulfilled concerning his coming and concerning the time. Then in the third place, glory to God in the highest, concerning wisdom. Romans 11 verse 33. Oh, the depths of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways finding out. How that the second person of the divine Trinity, that he has assumed our human nature, willing to be born in a stable, laid in a manger, that he was of the seed of David, that he has become like unto his brethren, sin accepted, that a church may and must be saved. Glory to God in the highest, concerning his power, of which we read of the message of Gabriel to Mary. Therefore the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Therefore that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And the angel has said to Mary, in Luke 1 verse 37, what is impossible with man, that is possible with God. Glory to God in the highest, concerning his mercy and grace. Do we not read in Psalm 85 verse 10, that mercy and truth have embraced each other, and righteousness and peace They have kissed each other. Glory to God in the highest. May there be a little beginning congregation in our life with those exercises. And now in this song of the angels, then it is also declared the way that the Lord holds with the true children of God. Ah, when the Lord begins, when the Lord shows who the Lord is, when the Lord shows what sinners we are, oh, then what an exercises, what a desires to be saved, to be reconciled, to be restored. But now this first petition, Lord's the number 5, since then, by the righteous judgment of God, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. Is there a way that I may escape that punishment and be restored into favor? Then we read of a bowing sinner, a sinner that with a heart full of love for a just, a good-doing God, that all his attributes may be glorified, and then to come, to be brought there, let us say it so, to come in that low place at his footstool, to be so exercised with the Lord's divine perfections to love him more than our own salvation. Glory to God in the highest. And yet, a prayer, whether there is a way that such a sinner may be saved, and yet that all the Lord's attributes may be glorified. And to that end, the angels have continued, because the second part of that song, that is the effect of this birth, for a sinner that is given to agree, given to bow, go lost. And yet the petition, whether there is a way, then that second part of that song that receives such a value, because we read in the song of the angels, on earth peace, in paradise, in Genesis 3 verse 15, then that enmity has been declared between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. And that enmity that has become so visible upon this earth that continues shall only increase in the latter days. And now when the angels have sung of peace on earth, what are we to understand thereby? It is true. In the time that the angels have sung this glorious song, then it is recorded in history, they had a special temple of Janus. And when there was war, then the people have brought sacrifices to that temple that the war may come to an end. And history tells us that during the reign of Caesar Augustus, that the temple was closed 2 times because there was peace upon the known earth. But it is clear that the song of the angels does not concern a temporal peace. As 70 years later, then also Bethlehem and the surrounding area, because Bethlehem is 6 miles south of Jerusalem, then they would experience in such bitter ways that the peace has been removed when the Romans have destroyed Jerusalem. Concerning this world, then there have been those that have prophesied after the world wars that it would be the end of war. The United Nations, they have thought that they could bring peace upon the earth. We only have to think of the country of Ukraine, the many nations that are living at enmity with one another. But when the angels have sung peace upon earth, that concerns the living church of Jesus Christ. Those shepherds, they were given to hear that through that Savior, that God is glorified and that sinners are restored. And now concerning that peace upon earth, how is that now possible for the living church? That is possible. Oh, Isaiah the prophet has already prophesied in Isaiah 9 verse 6, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. Then the Son has come. He has assumed our human nature. He has taken upon himself the sins of the whole church, stood guilty before his Holy Father. Oh, the Prince of Peace, have experienced the wrath of his Father against sin. In the Garden of Gethsemane, we read of that cup that was so dreadful, full of the wrath of God. But now the Son, the born child, when he became older, then at the end of his life, then he has taken that cup. He has drunk it to the last drop. He has satisfied justice, glorified and harmonized all the attributes of his Father, and so he has merited that peace. To that end, the angels have sung of that peace. We read of the risen Savior in John 20, that he has repeated twice those words, peace be unto thee. That is a peace based upon the finished work of Jesus Christ. How is it with us, congregation? Concerning that peace, oh, a blessing. a privilege. When there may be peace and love in the family circles, when that is gone, what do we really have upon this earth? It's not a blessing merited by Christ, but it is a consequence of the mediatorial work of Christ. Because for Christ to gather his church, then there needs to be a measure of peace, love, and unity. And there the Lord has promised to work. How is it, congregation? The last Lord's Day. The Lord grants it. 6 more days. How do we walk upon this earth? What is our hope? We must have a hope. If we do not have any hope, we cannot live. Is it that we are under the truth of blessing, insufficient? Is it perhaps providential deliverances, great privilege, when we may experience that there is a living God, but too short to appear before the Lord? Is it conviction, still a blessing? But let us remember that there can never be that true peace outside of the finished work of Jesus Christ. And then our third thought, the foundation. Then the angels have continued goodwill toward men. That word goodwill in other places in Scripture is translated as we read in Ephesians 1 verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Thus then angels are given to sing of that good pleasure of the Lord from eternity. A chosen church, the council of peace, where there has been counseled concerning the salvation of the church, concerning the mediator who would come in the fullness of time. That is for the comfort of the church, when they may be exercised and led into those mysteries, the church is given to declare and experience. 1 John 4 verse 19, we love him because he has loved us first. And now concerning the song of the angels has come to an end. We would say amen. And then those shepherds was not finished. May it also be in this evening hour that with the service that it is not all finished, but that the Lord may grant those holy exercises concerning what we have heard, concerning the song of the angels. Ah, those shepherds, when they were given to see that multitude of angels, then they could easily entrust all their sheep unto the Lord. And they have hasted to the manger. and founded as it was declared and promised. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We read of the Lord Jesus Christ when he has went to Jerusalem the last time in Luke 19, the verses 41 and 42, that he beheld the city and that he wept over it, saying, if thou hast known, even thou, the things that belong to thy peace, such a personal message, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day. Do you hear it, young and old? 'Tis this thy day. We need to be reconciled. The mediator has wept. If thou, even thou hast known, at least in this thy day, oh, the necessity that the Holy Spirit may descend and work. But Christ has said, the things which belong to thy peace, but now they are hid. The last Lord's Day of the year 2022. How is it with that peace? With our Maker, with our Benefactor, is the most important. May it please the Lord to spare us 6 more days, only one step between us and death. May it please the Lord in the remaining days that sinners may yet be converted and that the people of God may be given to experience what the shepherds have heard also from the song of the angels. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we may thank thee for another Lord's Day, for yet a few words to speak, and we humbly ask thee, do add thy blessing, when there is still a shepherd in our midst, where it is still dark, and no solution. Ah, Lord, then we may ask thee that the singing of the last Psalter, that it may be blessed, and if it may please thee, that in the meditations that thou may apply it, thou shalt never forsake the work of thine own hands. Wilt thou grant unto thy people that they may be given to make their calling and election sure. Lord, we humbly ask thee that thou may take each and every one of us under thy kind care and protection in the home, on the way, at work, wherever we are called to be. Wilt thou keep us from sin and temptation? May it please thee to bring us once more. Ah, may it be on the last evening, that it shall not have to be for a funeral, that we are called to come to thy house, but may it be the last evening hour that we may come to thy house to close the year. Lord, grant a prayer for one another. Remember us in mercy. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 410, the two stanzas. Praise ye the Lord, ye saints below, and in his courts his goodness show. Praise ye the Lord, ye hosts above, and heaven adore his boundless love. And what follows, Psalter 410, the two stanzas. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.